You at home know kind of my obsession with this story. And actually, it all started when Comptroller Sean Scanlon in late 2024 came out with an audit report his office had done regarding CSCU and purchasing with the P-card system. And at that time, when that report had come out and it really highlighted kind of this ongoing issue of misusing or just inappropriately spending with the P-card system. Obviously, at the time, Terrence Chang was really highlighted in that report, but it seemed to be kind of a systematic issue. And not only did we learn about the results of that audit, but we also learned about recommendations that the comptroller specifically was putting forward for the state. And he joins us now because there's an update on this, some new guidance being issued from your office, Comptroller Sean Scanlon, to all State of Connecticut purchase card users and coordinators, requiring stronger reporting requirements and enforcement efforts for non-compliance. So first, welcome back to the show, Comptroller Scanlon. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much. So is this part of the, if I can remember correctly, there were 10 recommendations you had made to the legislative session, or legislators, I should say, after you had come out with this report. Is this one of those 10 recommendations?
It sure is. And, this all started a few years ago. I know there's been some big P-card stories in the news lately, but the truth is this really goes back a couple of years, as you said, to what Mr. Chang was doing and what his other colleagues at CSCU were doing. And in 2025, we got a couple of those recommendations put into state law. And what's happening now is those recommendations are taking effect. And that's why last week I issued this new memo to every single state agency and P-card user, basically telling them that there are some new rules in place. It's a new day, and you're not going to get away with the stuff that you might have got away with in the past.
Okay, so I want to first break down what you just said. So this is going to all state agencies, not just CSTU. What do you mean by that?
So I, as the state comptroller, run the P-card program for the entire state of Connecticut. That's not always been the case. This is something that happened a couple years ago, weirdly timed around the same time that I started doing the work on the CSCU audit and P-cards. But we have full oversight over it. The contract is through our office, and therefore we control the policies around what's going on, and therefore have been setting new policies and putting new policies in place.
Okay. And so this is going to be, again, for when you say state agencies, are we talking?
Every single state employee who has a P-card, this policy governs them.
Got it. Okay. And so but we also are talking about, and again, because it's Connecticut, state, the university system. So that is a state agency.
They're included in that.
Okay. Yep. So, but that wouldn't include a University of Connecticut, right? Like it wouldn't include other colleges that don't fall under the CSCU umbrella, right?
UConn is their own entity,
okay.
But every other state agency and CSCU is included in this.
Okay. And so when you say that we're going to, so this is beginning August 1st, agencies needing to submit an annual report on P-card usage, violations, and enforcement of such remedies. So talk to us about the difference between what's happening August 1st and how things were run prior to this.
Well, the primary thing is that we have the auditors of public accounts in Connecticut. It's one Democrat, one Republican, and they do great work. But the problem is their work is often looking back at things that happened years before, right? Because by the time they cycle through every state agency every year, it takes them a while to get to information. I want to know faster, and the taxpayers deserve to know faster if there are problems, and that we can either remove those cards from those individuals, potentially hold those people criminally accountable for anything that they're doing wrong. Just we need faster access to information. And so the two main policies, the law changed, were saying we're going to have now annual reports on all P-card usage, again, to draw more attention to this. By the way, anybody can look right now online at how this spending works and see all this spending because we've now put that online. But the also part of this that was part of the guidance that I issued was to say that I want to know on a monthly basis of any problems that they uncover. I sometimes uncover those problems because we're constantly doing audits of P-card transactions randomly in my agency. But if we don't catch it through a randomized audit, I want to know from them if there's a problem on a monthly basis So that way we can either take a look at what happened, see what happened, see if it was just a mistake, see if it was nefarious, and basically get to the bottom of this in 1 month time instead of, in some cases, 3 or 4 years.
Okay, so you want to know it, Comptroller Scanlon, but is there a law requiring that if there is some kind of, like you said, nefarious charges going on, that they have to give that to you?
Yeah, I've issued this guidance, and this guidance binds them to that. If they don't adhere to the guidance, I can take their cards away, and I will take their cards away. So we're not messing around about this, Melissa. This is a very serious thing. I think people are outraged to hear that people even have P cards, and I get that, right? There are some very valid uses for these things. I'll give you one example. Sometimes DCF has to pull a kid out of a terrible situation at 9 o'clock on a Monday, and they got to go to Target to buy some bed sheets for wherever that kid's going to be sleeping that night. Obviously, that's something that we're not going to be able to do a typical purchase order for, right? But there are other uses of P cards, as we've found in the last couple of years, that are absolutely not the right way to go about procuring anything. That's the kind of stuff that I want to go after, make sure we're cutting down on, eliminating, and then holding people accountable for doing.
Well, yeah, and to be honest with you, Comptroller Scanlon, you know, I feel like everybody's approach is always like, we'll get rid of them. But to be honest, a lot of companies do P cards because they have control. I mean, I look at my father's business, which is a family-owned business. He's had it for decades. They have P cards. I mean, there's only 4 people in the office, but they all have credit cards. And so it's billed to the business. So, I mean, that to get rid of them, I don't think is the answer. Like, that's kind of like our always thing. But it absolutely makes sense that you have something to be able to purchase if you need to do it. Why should it come out of the pockets of people who are working for that agency? I mean, that makes absolute sense. But to crack down and to really look at what are we spending money on, it looks like that's what this effort really is to just kind of hold people more accountable and to let them know that, you know, if you are showing patterns of misspending, that we're going to catch it a lot sooner. That seems to be kind of the common denominator here is
totally.
That we're...
Yeah, and I agree with you. These cards are needed in many cases, and I want to be very clear that I think, like, there's not, like, rampant abuse happening every single day on these cards, right? I think that abuse is few and far between, thankfully. But I think it also can help us improve our practices, and that annual reporting and monthly problematic reporting, I think, will make people think twice of saying, okay, do I need to use the card for this, or can I do it through the traditional way? Or are agencies over-relying on these cards and therefore having to pay the fees associated with them instead of doing it in a traditional way, right? So for me, this is less about thinking and giving your listeners the impression that, like, it's the Wild West out there and I think that tons of people are going to be arrested for bad action on this. I don't think that that's the case, thankfully. But I think it's going to be a way to do what we try to do in the comptroller's office every day, which is try to save the taxpayer's money, watch out for the taxpayer's best interest, and make government more efficient.
We are chatting with Comptroller Sean Scanlon, talking about the P-card system for our state agencies, including CSCU. Starting on August 1st, agencies have to submit an annual report on P-card usage, violations, and enforcement of such remedies. In addition to making recommendations and providing continued technical support to agencies, the Comptroller is going to take enforcement measures, including possible taking back those P cards when policies are consistently violated. So what does that mean, Comptroller Scanlon? And I'm sure this feels like I'm getting too nitty gritty, but, you know, one violation, two violations, like, when do you kind of deem that this is ridiculous and I'm taking this from you? And you take it, but then does anything happen to that worker?
Well, certainly removing their P card, I think, is a great first step. If in fact they're shown to continuously violate this policy or not showing the judgment that we expect when it comes to the transactions that they're using. If it was, bad judgment when in the concept of situation which, like, let's say that they just, like, started buying a bunch of stuff that they didn't need to buy through that process, they could buy it somewhere else. That's just not the best judgment. If there's criminal activity and they're buying things for themselves and charging things and sending things to their home and things like that, then I would absolutely refer them to the state's attorney's office for prosecution. I don't think that that's going to happen very often. I hope it doesn't happen very often. If it does, we're now going to catch it much faster. As I said in the first segment, I think it's more about just trying to change people's behavior and make sure that they have a increasing awareness that every time they swipe that card, it's coming out of the pocket of a taxpayer of the state.
And I do want to remind folks that this was, I believe this was already available. Comptroller Scanlon, correct me if I'm wrong, but all P-card transactions are actually available online where people can check them. I'll put a link there, the Opens Connecticut Transparency Portal. That was already established, though.
Yeah, that's been the case for several years. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that that's a tool and a resource that's there. But like everything else in state government, we've made it accessible to people, which I think is really, really cool. And through Open Connecticut, you can basically see anything you really want to see about government, what we spend on things, what the budget's like, what somebody's pension is, right? It's a lot of really, really good transparency. My predecessor, Kevin Lembo, did all that and deserves a lot of credit for that sunlight. But this information is there if you want it.
I know, Comptroller Scanlon, you only have so many controls, obviously, you know, over state agencies and this P-card system. But I am curious, to your point earlier in this conversation, you had said, you know, we're starting to kind of lose faith in how P-cards are being used. You know, sure, state agencies, we've had a lot of unfortunate situations in the last couple of years that have really highlighted this. But I got to be honest, we've seen it at the local level as well. I mean, let's look at, you know, and again, nothing has been proven just yet, but we've got an ongoing investigation into New Britain, former Mayor Aaron Stewart. We've got an investigation actually happening in Ansonia. I know here in Fairfield, yep, we've had a couple of situations where there's been misspending as well, kind of in the same way. And it's like this paper trail. I mean, at one audit, I want to say a year or so ago, there was an issue of seven vehicles, one of which was basically a cop vehicle that was better than the chief's, and it was all outfitted. It was crazy. It was one of the most expensive vehicles, and somehow it got purchased and nobody noticed it until the auditor came in. My point being, yep, is if you see success with this, again, I know it's out of your jurisdiction, but would that be something that you would then almost, I don't want to say make a PSA about, but would you maybe recommend that being done at the municipal level? Because to your point, we are seeing it, but a lot of the times it's actually at the local level. And I think people are starting to lose faith in government. So if you start to see that this is working at the state level, would that be a recommendation you make to municipalities, or is that kind of getting out of your lane?
Well, no, what's interesting is that in the last week or so, I've actually had municipalities reach out to me to say, share this policy language with us. We'd like to institute this in our town, right? Which I think is super cool. I think it is, you know, great to see municipalities doing that. I think, you know, let's see how this process works. What we uncover, I think our success of it, as I predict we're going to have success, will be the best case to sort of have these municipalities continue to do this proactively. Whether we mandate them to do it, I don't know. That's a decision for the legislature. But I think anyone should be doing this, right? And if I was a mayor or first selectman, or if I was on the board of finance of one of these small towns, I would be saying to my colleagues, let's follow the state's lead here. Let's demand more accountability. Let's have more transparency and go from there. I think at the end of the day, you know, there's these really high profile stories, which to me, are really sad. You know, my P card is in a sealed envelope in my desk drawer. you know, that's me personally. I think a lot of elected officials are like that too, right? They don't use these cards. They don't need these cards. Those that have used them and abused them, I think are going to be held accountable for that. But I don't want people to have the impression that this is the norm, right? And I think, you know, I see that in the social media comments of some of the stuff that I've posted about this, or you're only doing this because of what happened recently, or you're all doing this and you're all crooks. That's not the case, right? Most people, by and large, the majority of people who use these cards are doing the right thing with them. But when there are things that are done wrong, we need to find them quickly. We need to figure out why they happened. We need to make that a transparent process, and we need to hold those people accountable. And that's what we're doing with this policy. I hope other institutions and municipalities take our lead on this. And I think we can bring more transparency and confidence to this, to your point, that the taxpayers know that this is not some sort of crazy runaway problem and more of a way to proactively get ahead of this.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's a no-brainer. And I think even if we didn't see that this was, I mean, and again, I hope it is effective, but I think it's the least that we can do when we take taxpayer dollars and we say, you know, that this, again, I don't think you eliminate P cards, but I think that, you know, to have more check-ins, to have more oversight, to me is like, that's a courtesy. That is just a respect to taxpayer dollars. The other thing, though, I did have to ask you this, Comptroller, because if I can remember our conversation correctly, and maybe I didn't, so feel free to correct me, but if I can remember our chat when you did this audit, and again, I know the governor had tasked you with like kind of turning this around pretty quickly. So I know your timeline was very tight. But if I remember correctly, you took a snippet of the many, yeah, many, many transactions on that P card for CSEU.
Yeah.
Is there an effort to go back? I know Terrence Chang is gone now, but you know, I do think kind of like what we are seeing at the local level. And whether people agree with it or not, I think what we're seeing, let's take the Aaron Stewart situation, for example, they're not leaving any stone unturned. They are looking at every single dollar, and I think they should. They should look at every single dollar. Why not do that for the CSEU situation? Why not go back and really take the time? And it's, maybe it's,
well,
not your,
I think,
office.
I think you're going to see more of that happening with the CSEU situation.
You will. Okay.
In the coming weeks, yes.
Really?
I will say, though, I have gone to the legislature every year, mm-hmm, and asked for more funding for more positions to proactively audit things. We don't have the capability right now and the resources to audit every transaction, right?
Sure.
I want that capability. I think that we should be auditing every single transaction in real time, like I said, not waiting years for these audits to happen, right? But I don't have the resources. There's three people in my office that do this for every single P card and every single agency in the entire state of Connecticut, right?
So, well, and even when you mentioned the two auditors, we have John Garagosian and Craig Miner on all the time. And I think to myself, man, it's just you two? You're our Connecticut auditor? I mean, and they're great.
Yeah,
they're fantastic.
They do have other members of their team that help them with these audits, but the same story is true there too, mm-hmm, right? Which is, it's a question of resources.
Right.
And I'm hoping that in the next legislative session, some of the high profile things that have come out will finally, you know, implore the legislature to give me the tools I've been asking for every single legislative session since I have taken this job, which I have not gotten. And I hope that I can then do more proactive auditing and more comprehensive auditing, because right now, you know, we sort of have to rely on what we're finding through the randomized audit process. This monthly process and annual process will help with that, but I still need more resources to be able to crack down on this and actively monitor what's going on.
Okay, fair, and definitely keep us posted. But what I heard from you, if I heard it correctly, is we might in the coming weeks hear more about misuse of P cards from that CSEU report.
I think that people are in the new administration, they're taking a hard look at this, as they should have, just like what's happening in New Britain, and I think, and in Sonia, frankly, and I think that that process will continue.
Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing what else comes out. Comptroller Sean Scanlon, always appreciate you giving us the time here on WICC. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Melissa.